It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
This comes from Brent today, you guys.
Okay.
We got a Brent, which is a name I always make fun of. Yeah. Hey, guys, you want to go play some flag football? Me, Brent. Brent
hit
here.
Up the gym.
You guys want to spot me at the gym?
Brent says, I have an issue for your show. Side note, you all crack me up. I've really been enjoying the show. Great
Brent.
Attitude, great positivity.
Thanks,
thank
Brent.
You, Brent. Appreciate it. Brent says, I need some guidance. I'm not trying to become the delivery driver who creeps out a customer, but I deliver packages to this one office twice a week in Inglewood.
Hey.
And the office manager is beautiful. She's funny. She always has a smile for me. We always joke. I swear she might be flirting with me.
Might be.
Brent says, I really want to ask her out, but here's where it gets tricky. She's a customer, and I feel like there's a line that I probably shouldn't cross.
Yeah.
I don't want her to think I'm some weirdo who's coming in too strong, and hopefully I'm not misreading the signals. Every time I'm about to say something, I freeze up, boys. I'm a shy guy as it is.
Oh, Brent.
I'm stressing like crazy. Brent be stressing, you guys.
Hmm.
He says, I'm really worried that I'm reading this all wrong. The next thing you know, I'm being reported for inappropriate behavior. So what do you guys think? Do I make a move, try a flirty ask, hope for the best, or do I keep it professional and avoid risking my job and my dignity, he says. Excited to hear you and your listeners' recommendations and comments. That's Flag Football Brent coming at you.
Flag football.
Wish show wants to know. Oh, the poor buddy. He's just looking for love, you guys.
I know. This is a hard one, too, because you, with the UPS job, you have to be careful because he's right. She's a customer. You are a professional.
Yeah.
You coming into her place of business and asking her on a date. If it's not welcome, that could get you in a sticky situation.
It's a little touchy,
and
huh?
Here's why I say it, because a lot of times, I don't want to put you guys out on the spot or anything here, but when women are nice to guys, a lot of times guys misinterpret that as we are flirting
what?
With you.
No.
When we're just being friendly. And so if I was Brent, I would maybe bring her a little gift, like some chocolate or a breakfast burrito or something fun, right? And then just leave it there. Like, hey, I saw this. I thought of you. You know, maybe bring other people too, just so it doesn't look. Or just her, if you really want to put yourself out there like that. But start it there and then see what her reaction is. Maybe she'll go from there.
Don't
you know?
You feel like at this point, though, if he's a UPS guy and these guys pop in and out, and women pop in and out of these offices, like sometimes once a day.
Yeah.
Don't you start getting a good reading, though, with nice versus flirting? Like, you kind of start getting the vibe that maybe she's into Brown.
what can Brown do for you?
Right?
Yes, but again, she could just be being nice. She's the office manager. It's her job to make sure people who come into that office feel welcome, feel nice, feel seen.
Here's what
and
I want to do.
She's doing that.
I want to open it up to the listeners. You guys need to sound off. Let Brent know what he should be doing. Should he dive in and ask this lovely office manager out, or should he just mind his own business, essentially? Hi, Leah. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you think about Brent's dilemma?
So I agree, us girls, we tend to be, but I will say after being in the service industry for long, you kind of, that dwindles, especially to the guys that just come in, at least for me, it always has. But I love Katie's idea of just giving him gifts. And my idea was a little bit different with Thanksgiving coming up. I was thinking he should kind of single her out, but in a more full old school way, maybe get her some flowers and be like, I'm thankful for our conversation.
So cute.
What if he brought her a turkey instead?
Right in
Can he just bring her a turkey instead?
Full roasted turkey.
A box of stuffing.
I mean, dinner on the first time you ask. That's a little forward.
I want to make you gobble, baby.
Stuff your
gobble, baby, gobble, baby,
oh
gobble, baby.
Oh, my God.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's pretty cute.
That's sweet.
It might be a little early for a Thanksgiving line in there, though. So I'm like, what are you thinking of, like something Halloween related? What can he do there instead?
Halloween related? I don't know. She brings the spooky. She brightens out the spooky. I don't know.
Boo, I like
you. Gets rid of the demons.
Oh.
I want to haunt your bedroom like a ghost.
Yeah, ghost in the sheets, freak in the sheets.
Yeah. All right. So so bottom line, you're thinking that he should go for it and not really worry about the consequences.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that Thanksgiving because that gives her time. That's not putting pressure on it. And it's also a reason why he enjoys her.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. I appreciate the call, Leah. You have a good day, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks,
you guys too. Thank you. Bye, kisses.
Bye.
A lot of people writing in just saying, basically, do it. You're not walking in and fondling her. You're just asking her out, says Kathy. Take your chance, dude. Somebody wrote in and said, I'll date him. I won't turn him in, I promise. And it was signed Desperate in Denver.
Oh, gosh.
And then I do like Chris. Chris said she prefers purple, and she's already dating the FedEx driver. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the office manager. You've got options. So.
I want to see this guy go for it. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kathy was pretty harsh with the walking in fondling her, but, like, I highly doubt somebody's just going to report you for saying, hey, you know, I really like seeing you every day.
Yeah.
If you go about
Can you go out with me?
If you go about it the right way and just say, hey, like, I think you're really attractive, it's just a compliment
at the
very least. It's a compliment.
Yeah, it'll
make her day better.
This is my most favorite stop of the day type thing. Yeah. You know, you always bring a joy to my life.
Exactly.
Can I smell your hair? Things like that.
And you know those UPS drivers get into some stuff too. Like,
yeah.
I dated one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he told me that he would go to certain people's houses and they would just open the door naked and hope that he would act on it. That's what I thought. But he told me it happens more than you know, and that if he acts on it, he will absolutely lose his job immediately. So, like, UPS drivers have an, you know, ongoing or, you know, inside kind of joke thing where they're like, you don't go into the naked woman's house because you're going to get fired.
So
you know?
That's truly a thing.
Yes, that's what he told me. I've never worked for UPS.
Is this just a UPS thing, or is it a FedEx thing, Amazon thing?
Delivery driver,
right? Pizza guy thing.
How many people
open
the
door? Thing is a real thing.
Yeah. He's like, I saw that movie.
I don't have any money for my Domino's pizza.
What a bold move to crack your door open and be like, look at my crack.
There. Exactly. I mean, you gotta have some confidence there. Goodness.
So how was it dating a UPS guy?
He didn't have a couch. I told you.
What?
Like, he only had a bed. And he said, I was like, why don't you have a couch? He's like, because I have a bed. So it didn't last long. He wanted one thing, and that was it. And so I was looking for something a little more serious.
Well, yeah, but as you should. Yeah, you don't want to date that guy ever.
That's the thing, is it's hard to date someone like that who sees a bunch of people throughout the day. You know, can I trust you? Am I going to get to the point where you don't have a couch? How can I trust you? You know.
So did he? Was it a loft situation? Was it one big room, or did he have a living room?
It was like a studio apartment. Like,
well, you don't need a couch then.
You don't need a couch,
Katie. You couldn't even see the TV from his bed. Like, you couldn't even see it. The fact that he said we have a bed, I'm like, you can't see the TV from.
I just want to watch Netflix.
Exactly.
You went in there and you just wanted to redecorate the entire place.
I was like, this is giving me anxiety.
The feng shui is horrible here.
No
couch UPS guy. But yeah, so they just have an interesting job as it is, right? Seeing all those people, some of them naked, some of them not.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jason wrote in and said, another long time UPS guy here. Too much can go wrong when interacting with customers. My rule has always been that I never escalate. No flirting till she flirts.
Oh, make her make the first move?
Not going out unless they make the suggestion. But
still
again, you can
job.
Misread that, right? You don't know.
Jason,
still have a job, but he's still single.
How many people open the door naked? Tell us that.
Jason, do you have a couch? Because Katie might be interested. Just saying, bro.